Oh my God, guys, you'll never believe what the Remember the Loot guys were doing in their show.
I feel the minutes countdown on the clock again. Feel like I'm playing in a game that I can never win. Time is running out, I know I gotta make a choice. So many whispers in my ear that I can't hear my voice. Tell me, will it end the situation that I'm in? Or am I bound to sit alone, drowning in my sin?
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Remember the Loot, episode 22, the show reminding you, it doesn't matter who's wrong or right, just beat it. Beat it. I'm one of yours, Frosty, alongside me, as always, is Big Daddy D, resident Daryl.
Just remember, Tricky, I own you.
Also in here with us, as always, T-Bird.
Yeah.
And Nick, a.k.a. B-Button Guy.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a Flappy Goat.
What's up, guys? Welcome back.
Howdy, howdy.
Remember, if you're listening, we'd greatly appreciate it if you would rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah.
So, we have this cool thing we're doing again this week, week three of the Trophy War, where we are podcasting in the podcast studio, and we're all playing video games.
Everybody's favorite.
I say it's a really bad idea. Daryl says it's a really good idea.
How are you going to drop that dubstep if we ain't playing games?
You know what? That's a good point. I really like dubstep.
I think a lot of people like dubstep. Getting a lot of good feedback on them dubsteps.
Well, some people like it. Some people don't.
Okay. The people that like it are the actual listeners and fans of the show. The people that don't like it are the ones losing the total trophy count in the trophy war.
Who might that be?
Oh, that would be the total trophy chumps. The complaining, whine-a-lot crybabies that are associated with Proven Gamer. The trophy wars. Mm. Anyways, right, that's all the negative things I had to say about it.
That's good. I liked it.
Oh no, I dropped my balls. Oh, I have blue balls all over the screen.
Anecdotally, what are we toasting to this week?
All right, this week, no, we're not toasting to my. We're not toasting to
the
my
Trophy
little,
Horse other podcast.
We're not toasting to my
blueballs.org.
Yeah,
just kidding. Don't look that up.
And for those of you guys listening to the show, I legitimately had blue balls all over the screen. It's not what you think.
Yes, it is.
But this week is a big week. This is a lot of cool news this week. A lot. This week is the 20th anniversary of Resident Evil, March 22nd. Do we have a trophy horn in the room? Because it sounded like I heard some complaining about video games. But yes,
checkmate.
March 22nd of this week that we're actually in right now was the 20th anniversary of Resident Evil 1, a game far too scary for Tanner to play.
No.
Yes. No. And so we're going to split the toast.
Was Tanner even alive when that game came out?
What year did it come out?
20 years ago. How old are you?
24.
Do the math.
So you're 4. If you were playing that game at 4 years old, I'd be disturbed.
You're a boss.
But it would kind of make sense at the same time.
So yeah. So so this week we got the 20th anniversary of that, and we are entering into the final week, the final countdown of the Trophy War. And I would like to extend part of our toast this week to the war and all the participants in it, whether I've enjoyed their company or not.
Mostly not.
There is a lot of trophy popping going on, a lot of platinum popping, and it has been a very back and forth all week long.
A lot of trash talk.
Lots of trash talk. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. Some of these guys need to learn how to talk trash, and some of these guys need to learn that there's a trash talk etiquette. All right, now somebody like myself, who's a connoisseur of trash talk and who's actually very good at it.
You're not gonna hear this.
Toot toot.
Yeah, don't whisper that. You love it. You love Flappy Goat. You love Flappy Goat. Flap that goat. Flap that goat.
He flaps good.
Yeah, but so anyway, like I said, there's some people who are just like, they get real vulgar and real nasty, and they don't really make sense. And there's some people who get super, super offended, and 2 weeks into the Trophy War ask you to stop picking on them and their team members. So with that being said, if you guys will hold up your ice cold cans of I Own You, Tricky Monster.
This is a new flavor that just came out.
Yeah. Here's to 20 years of Resident Evil and 20 years of me owning Tricky Mitch.
Glug, 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 glug.
He did good. This is good. This is refreshing.
Yeah. Woo.
Can't wait to pee in 10 minutes.
Do you have the same problem? Like, I'll drink a Monster and then have to pee immediately.
Yeah. It's same. Crazy. Well, and we drink the entire can as fast as we can.
Basically. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and give the update on the Trophy War. So, currently, as it stands, now granted the cutoff, is at 3 o'clock on Fridays. So that way everyone has accurate information to go by for the show. We cut off a little bit after 3, just because I didn't get back from picking up my kids. As of today, the cutoff for today, now this is not the accurate trophy counts that we all have, because we have popped quite a few trophies since this went down. But we have 1,614 total trophies. The Trophy Whores have 1,582 total trophies. That is a lot of freaking trophies.
That's a lot of popping.
That's a lot of popping. That's a lot of dubstep.
Yes.
Bop, bop. If the trophies aren't popping, don't come knocking.
So currently we are ahead by 32. Burn facial suck it. And then the platinum count, up until this morning, we were winning that.
We are currently leading in 6 categories.
But there's only 3, but we're beating you in 6. We have 29 platinums for the month, and the Trophy Whores have 32 platinums for the month. So that is, a ridiculous amount of platinums that have been popped. That PlayStation Network has really got, it's done some work this freaking week, this month actually, because, our team has been, both teams have been really putting it down.
My PS4 actually asked me the other day, what are you doing?
please stop.
Get some sleep.
It's crazy, my PlayStation 4, my Vita, and my PS3 have all said the same thing Tricky said. Please stop. Please. did you get it?
Sorry. He was at 8.
So currently Nick is flapping the goat. So if you guys hear any weird noises.
He's trying to get the Flappy Goat trophy it's the second time?
Second Flappy Goat trophy. So
possibly third time in the foreseeable future.
He's flapping the goat.
And maybe a fourth time.
We're going to get it on every version for every person and have Nick just sit here and flap everybody's goats.
We're going to...
Sounds really bad.
Eventually Nick's going to start chafing because he's flapping his goat.
So let the record show that Remember the Loot has been on top total trophy... total trophies, 3 out of the 4 weeks of this month. Okay? We are on top total platinums for the majority of this month as well. And up until today, we were actually going to secure another week, but they slid a couple of them in there. So, boom. You guys, they got that one. And, of course, just to reiterate, at the end of the month, we're all going to lay down our rarities. Not the My Little Pony rarity, but our rare trophies. Like a deck of cards and see who has the rarest trophy, and if we both have the same in the category of rare, we're going to lay down the next one, and keep going until we run out.
Wait, My Little Pony, is that a thing? Or?
Yes.
Rarity is a pony, yes.
It is. Huh. I'm a reformed brony. I don't know. Like
reformed brony.
I made it to season 2, and then I just kind of fell off.
Well, I'm not a brony. I'm a daddy. And Daddy has to watch ponies with his daughter. As a matter of fact, at GameStop today, I had to go buy my daughter a pony from you, sir.
So, can confirm.
So $2.99 went into the pony pot from this guy.
Dude, bronies are jabronies in the making.
You know what got me into My Little Pony years ago?
Game Squat.
It was, no.
When he first started working with us, he wore a brony shirt to work.
He did not.
Yeah, he did.
Wow. In a steel shop full of disgruntled welders.
Yeah.
Wow.
And wants to know why, but he gets picked on.
Well, it was a Big Lebowski reference in an episode that got me into it.
Oh my gosh, do tell.
Yeah. Well, they go to a bowling alley because I forget their names, but it's one of the two younger ponies who don't yet have their cutie marks. So they're thinking, "Whoa, maybe we're really good at bowling." So they try to bowl, and you see the Jesus, you see
it's Jesus.
Look what you did,
Walter. You see what's his name, Steve Buscemi, and the dude,
Doug Butabi, Steve Butabi.
You are way out of your element. Did one of the ponies, freak out, pull out a gun?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
It pans away.
Okay.
But it could.
Smokey, you went over the line!
Well, that's just like your opinion, man.
That rug just really tight.
That's a great movie. If you haven't seen that movie, so good. Change your life.
Speaking of great movies...
Don't say anything about it.
I'm going to spoil.
Do not spoil it. I'll be angry. I will be angry if you spoil it.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
Do you want this trophy for flapping?
I will say this. During Super...
Do you want Nick to flap your goat or what?
Under Super Mega Rapid Fire, I do want to talk about the awesomeness that is Batman vs. Superman.
Keep it spoiler free.
I'm going to spoil a fool. PG. Is there no PG show?
Was it good? Was it fun?
It was, I thought it was fantastic. It was two thumbs up. If I had to give it a number, because I know everyone's a fan of numbers, I'd give it a 9 out of 10. And the only reason I wouldn't give it a 10 out of 10 is because it could stand more action. But all superhero movies could stand more action. All superhero cartoons could stand more action.
Oh, Jimmy.
It's funny you say that because a lot of the like the newer X-Men movies,
yeah.
Even though they have action in them, I don't really consider them action packed like the originals.
Yeah,
like Days of Future Past and which the new Apocalypse one looks awesome.
It looks super good.
But the storytelling is so awesome. Like I would rather watch a superhero movie with like a little less action but with really good storytelling than vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Well. Like I said, you know, I was going to save
like,
it for...
Like The Watchmen, I think that's a good example.
Yeah, yeah, I like that movie. I was going to save it for Super Mega Rapid Fire, but I'll just go ahead and...
No!
He was at 9.
Oh. I'll go ahead and spill the beans
it's
now.
It's rigged.
I'll go ahead and spill the beans now. It is awesome. The storytelling is great. There's a lot of little Easter eggs and little tidbits of things.
You didn't even touch
if you
it right
ever
there.
Played the game Injustice, Gods Among Us... then you will see some very familiar things from this Batman and Superman story. Like, the suit, obviously, that Batman wears is the suit that he wears in Injustice. You know, the armored suit. There's, like, there's a suit in there and just kind of hidden, tucked away in the Batcave where it's got, like, you know, markings and writings from the Joker, like, referencing battles with the Joker. Ben Affleck was the bomb in this freaking movie. Like, everybody who said Ben Affleck was not going to be a good Batman, not only was he a fantastic Batman, and the fight scenes that he has were awesome. Like, there's a couple moves that he does. I'm just like, oh my God, that was so freaking cool. But he's a fantastic Bruce Wayne.
Is Matt Damon in this movie?
Matt Damon. No,
Matt Damon.
He's Robin, bro.
Oh, dude. That would be funny if they did that. That would be funny.
That's an SNL skit waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as a Batman goes, he was great. The story jumps a lot, and I know it's met some criticism for that, but it needed it to jump. Like, there's a little bit of Wonder Woman. There's a little bit of Batman. There's a little bit of Superman. There's a little bit of Lex Luthor. And Jesse Eisenberg kills as Lex Luthor. Like, kills as Lex Luthor. Like, he could do the Joker. He did such a eccentric and over-the-top Lex.
I'm glad it was good. That was probably my one question in the movie. I was like, could he pull it off? Because...
Even he said he didn't think he'd be.
The worst Superman movie had the best Lex Luthor, yep. Kevin Spacey. Well, and I was really hoping they would like somehow be like, hey, forget that he was in that movie. We're putting him in this movie.
Okay, so this would be my comparison. This is what I'll end it with, aside from, you know, this is my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. I have a tendency to like things that most people don't like. So I will preference everything with that. But, like, if you like The Dark Knight and you liked Man of Steel, that is this movie.
Well, that's what I was going to say about the thing about this movie. It's so weird. Like, I don't know if it's just a trend now for like a new big title to come out and everyone be so on the fence about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the new Star Wars, you had a group of diehard fans that loved it. Then you had a group of diehard fans that absolutely hated it. Yeah. And then, take this movie for example. Like, I was reading. And I didn't read Rotten Tomato reviews. I could care less about
Rotten Tomatoes. Sucks.
Like, there's some movies on Rotten Tomato that I've seen, like, on when you're on Vudu, app Vudu, that they rate, that I absolutely love, and they gave really bad ratings. I'm like, well, screw you, Rotten Tomato.
Batman vs. Superman, really good. I highly recommend it. Like I said, it's a mixture between The Dark Knight and Man of Steel. If you didn't like Man of Steel, you're probably not going to like this movie because it literally picks up with Bruce Wayne's perspective. of what's happening during the fights between Superman and Zod.
I kind of want to watch Man of Steel tonight before I go see...
Totally do it. Totally do it.
Well, see, my biggest problem with Man of Steel was the editing. But I started thinking about it, and I was like, this movie, it almost feels like Superman sitting in his Fortress of Solitude,
yes,
thinking about the events of when he first became, like, Superman.
Yeah.
So, like, and a memory, you know, is going to be super fast cut and everything, but it's not going to be fluid like an actual story. So, yeah. I forgave it for that, and I liked it for what it is. And everybody's like, oh, but Superman, he killed all those people. But if you think about it, like, this was his first big fight. Like, he doesn't know what he's capable of. He didn't know that he was going to destroy buildings and all.
And that's where the plot of this movie comes in.
Mm-hmm.
The whole movie is Superman killed all those people. Now he needs to answer for his crimes. And the movie starts off with somebody dying and Bruce Wayne trying to save him.
Oh, snap.
So Batman's, like, initial...
Oh, spoiler!
Initial anger towards... Well, I mean, you got to think, they've always... Here, I got one for you. This is going to teeter the line of spoilers, so
Don't say it then.
I'll be very careful.
Don't say it then if it's teetering.
Well, here's the thing. This was part of a press release that they did before the movie came out. Whenever Ben Affleck said he became Batman, they are focusing on a veteran Batman. This is not like I just became Batman. Me and Batman and Robin, you're going to go run the streets and chase the Riddler. This is 20 years of being Batman, being battle hardened, being tired and angry. Like this version of Batman,
nobody knows what it's like.
Yes,
to
yes.
be the
Dang
Batman,
it. Frosty. That was it, and you made me laugh. You made me chuckle.
So this Batman is darker, and he does things that might not be in your traditional Batman's character. And I'll leave it at that.
Well, like what I was saying earlier is like people. I've seen so many people that did not like the Man of Steel movie.
Yeah,
praise this movie and how great it was. You know, and I don't know if it's just like people nowadays are ADD when it comes to movies. Like 1 minute they like a movie, 1 minute they don't, yeah. Or they'll like one movie and not be able to appreciate the sequel, or if people just hate on a sequel or prequel just because everyone else does, you know. And I feel like that's what's happening with stuff like the reviews for Rotten Tomato. Because, like, I literally saw somebody on my Facebook say, hey, I'm going to see Batman vs. Superman tonight. Let's see if it's worth it. And a bunch of people were commenting how, like, why waste your time? Like, really? Why waste your time? Well, the movie could be really good, but you're basing... And these are people that hadn't seen the movie.
Yeah.
They're basing it solely off of the Rotten Tomato review. Somebody in the comments had even mentioned the Rotten Tomato review. And we're like, oh, those Rotten Tomato reviews, though. And we're talking about how they were comparing it to another really bad movie that got a really low rating on Rotten Tomato. So they were comparing Batman vs. Superman for this, like, random movie that was reviewed really bad on Rotten Tomato. I don't think it's fair. I really don't, you know?
Induct Rotten Tomatoes into the Suck Clan after this whole debacle, because it's just that good. It's that dang good.
Yeah, and I feel like sometimes, you know, Rotten Tomato, it kind of reminds me of some of the reviews you see on video game sites.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, not to name any, you know, we try to be unbiased and you know, everybody love everybody kind of deal. But, you know, sometimes there are video game reviews that don't merit what the game's really capable of, you know? But sometimes, though, a game will get a review and you'll be like, okay, I can see why you gave that game that review, because it is missing elements, but it's still a really good game. I enjoy it. People should look at movies the same way, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, Batman vs. Superman got a 35% on Rotten Tomato. Well, I'm going to still go see it because I've really looked forward to it, and I'm going to, you know, and hopefully enjoy it. Angry Joe's a good example. He saw the trailer. To be honest, he wasn't very excited about it because he's a huge Superman fan, and he feels like they're not going to do Doomsday justice.
Oh, man.
And because he's like diehard, he wants the movie to be exactly like the comics, and it's never that way. Like, people just need to erase the fact that, you know, movies aren't going to make a comic book... Or Hollywood's not going to make a comic movie and base it solely off of the comic. They're going to make their own interpretation of it, you know?
Right, because what you need to do, like, when you're looking at a movie and a comic book, they're two different universes. If you get mad at a movie, then you should get mad at the Ultimates in the Marvel Universe, because that's a completely different universe. It's not the same origins of people, right, so on and so forth. So, like, yeah. Take that, fanboys.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean...
Yeah. Sorry, Bruce Wayne doesn't have this scar from this fight that he didn't have in this universe.
Well, that's another thing. He references some of his other previous fights in the movie.
Ooh.
It's good, man. Like, I'm telling you. Like, man, y'all go watch it. I'll stop talking about it because I'll overhype it, and this movie's already overhyped, but I liked it that much.
And one of the arguments, you know, across the board was, it wasn't fun? Like, what? What does that even mean?
Okay, it's not an Avengers movie. And so you're right. And I can see that, because it's not a fun...
It's not Tim Burton fun?
No, this is... Yeah, I know, right? Like, that was a fun movie. No, like, this movie is darker in tone. It's sad. Like, there's, like Bruce Wayne in his relationship with Alfred is not fun. They're arguing. Like, Bruce Wayne's relationship isn't like with the old Alfred. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different. It's... The whole interpretation, dude, like Batman is wore out and sad. And he's very, very angry and very violent. Whereas Superman is trying to find his place with Lois and just trying to, like, it's like he's trying to live his life and love her. It reminded me so much of things I've seen from the comics. It reminded me so much I've seen from the shows. It reminded me so much of things that from Injustice, you know, like the story elements and stuff like that. It's good. I'm telling you, you guys will like it. Go see it, and I'll stop talking about it because, like I said,
want to talk about it, but you don't.
And that's the thing. Like, I couldn't wait. Like, last night, I left the movie theater. And I was like, I can't wait to get home and podcast about this. I could talk the entire 2 hours on just Batman versus Superman and, like, the things that were in it that made me go, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Sunday, you and me, spoiler cast.
Dude, I would totally do it. I would totally do it. Except for the fact that I'll be busy all day Sunday. But touché. I would do it. Maybe next weekend.
Maybe.
Once I get back from the beach, because I'll be gone for all next week.
Oh, yeah.
Spoilers, I'll be out of town all next week. So, yeah, maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do this Batman vs. Superman spoiler cast. We'll talk about some of the things that we liked and try to find something we didn't like and things that maybe didn't line up in the universe, or maybe things that did line up in the universe. So, I liked it. It was good, so... The proven score, 9 out of 10. I actually thought about reviewing it for PG. Like, I liked it that much. I wrote a review on Fandango, and for those of you who don't know, I don't review jack unless it's on Proven Gamer. Like, if an app tells me to review it, nope, you can suck it. not going to do it. So, I might give you a 5 stars or a thumbs up on PlayStation Network if I like a Resident Evil.
I might like your Facebook page.
Maybe. I actually went on Facebook and liked Batman vs. Superman. I told my wife, I was like, that movie had me so hyped when I walked out of it. I said, I would go to Walmart right now and buy every single Batman vs. Superman action figure because I liked it that much.
Dude, you got to get the voice changer.
Oh my goodness, that voice changer is so cool.
I love the surveys that, like, restaurants want to give you, you know, like, before you leave, like, asking all kind of questions about the waitress and the food, and it's like
everything sucked.
Yeah, like those are points in my life where, like, should I be honest, or should I, like, troll and just be, you know? But yeah, like, I feel like if I said everything sucks and, like, left a really nasty comment in the comment section, like, the waitress would lose her job. I'm not about not about to do that. So, unfortunately, this isn't a movie podcast,
but it could be.
It could be. This is an everything podcast.
All about that life.
All about that life. But this is a video game podcast, technically.
I'm not going to buy it.
Technically. we have a nice little segment we like to call What Are You Playing? Where we tell you about all the cool...
What are you playing?
Cool-ish we're playing. Daryl, what are you playing?
Cool this week.
All right. This week, I played a lot of games. This week, I got... another platinum on the Vita for the Wolf Among Us. I don't remember what all I didn't talk about. I platinum last week. I've got 11 plats now. I'm playing some stuff. I beat Wolverine again, and unfortunately, I platinum Infamous. I think I was talking about that last week. I platinum Infamous 2. Beat Wolverine again. I was going for the plat, and then I realized that. I beat the game, like, the final chapters of the game, and I was like, and then it said I unlocked hard mode. I was like, what? I was playing on hard. I thought I was like, I thought I'd already beat it on hard. And then I remembered that the reason why I hadn't started on hard yet, was your skill tree doesn't go with you per game. You know, it's like it doesn't stack. So if you beat on easy, then your skill tree starts over on normal. If you beat it on normal, your skill tree starts over on hard, and it's a grind for the reflex skills on the end, at the end of it. So what I ended up doing the other night was after I put everyone to bed and stayed up till 2 in the morning every night, sometimes 3, and getting up at 6 to go to work. Speaking of which, ouch. Remember the loot. All the guys Remember the Loot worked this entire month. The entire time we have done this trophy war, every last one of us have gone to work every day. So, just throwing that out there.
Slow clap.
Yeah, 40 plus hours, not sitting at home doing nothing. Not neglecting our duties. But anyways.
You said duty.
So, I beat the game. Then I realized that I hadn't beat it on the hardest difficulty, so that bummed me out because I didn't realize I was wasting my time. And then I went and grinded out my reflexes, so now I got to play through the game on the hardest difficulty, which I plan on doing this weekend while I finish Daredevil Season 2, which is also due for a spoiler cast. Nick,
gotcha.
We can actually start doing this thing on the reg.
All right.
But yes, so Daredevil Season 2 is the bomb.
Can we talk about Breaking Bad on that show?
No. I don't care. I don't care.
Can we talk about the show that I'm way behind watching?
Yeah, you are pretty far behind.
Bro, you heard of the show called Breaking Bad?
Yeah, dude, have you ever heard of the song called Family Matters? The show called Family Matters?
No, man.
I just started watching it. It's pretty good. It's this guy named Urkel in it. He's pretty rad.
Urkel is so dope.
Urkel's the future, man. But anyway, so I'm gonna finish grinding that out this week.
We live in a society where Urkel was like a pop icon for a while.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
My wife asked me last night. It's so funny. We're in the theater. My wife was like, said something about the something was geeky or something about these geeks or whatever. And I was like, babe, I don't know if you noticed, but the geek is mainstream. I was like, all the kids who were geeky and nerdy in the 70s and 80s who didn't have superhero movies and television shows, they all direct films and produce movies now.
Thanks, Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, so we are the mainstream. And so my wife's funny. But
as she holds her ticket to Batman vs. Superman.
Well, she was only going for me, but she actually enjoyed the movie, which blew my mind. Because there's two things about my wife.
Hippo Crip.
That was a funny picture. There's two things about my wife, Joe Rogan. One, my wife does not like superhero movies. Two, my wife does not like 2.5 hour movies. And the fact that my wife sat through that movie last night and enjoyed it. And enjoyed it. We like left and said, hey, you know what? That was actually pretty good. For a geek film.
That movie changed my life.
So, yeah. For me, Infamous 2, Wolverine. I've been playing a lot of Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3 on the Vita. That's what I've been doing on my lunch breaks at, my breaks at work. Just grinding it out on the Vita. I've had a slow week. Been real, really, really busy, and the stuff I have been playing has just been like straight grind. So instead of me popping 3 and 4 platinums a week like I've been doing, it's been pretty slow.
T-Bird, what about you? What you been playing this week?
Sound Shapes.
Ugh.
It's annoying.
That's actually what I'm playing right now.
Yeah.
As we speak, I'm playing the challenge modes. Not fun.
Yeah, have fun with that. Let's see, what else? Started Hitman Go. Gotta finish that today.
What do you think about that?
It's alright.
It's neat.
It's a cool idea, but...
It's not Hitman.
Oh. Sure it is.
It's not the Hitman we want.
You still assassinate people.
It's not the Hitman I want.
Have you played the first section of the new Hitman? It's like $14.
Is it out? No, I have not. I have not played it yet.
The Paris section or whatever? It's like $14.
I thought we were still in beta stages.
No, the way they're releasing that game is crazy because they said first it's going to come out like one piece, two piece, three piece, whatever. One batch, two batch, penny and dime.
Ooh. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Look that up.
Something like that.
But anyways, then they released like the first section of the game and then now the rest of the section comes out in pieces. I don't know. The messaging and the delivery of this game, it's been all over the place, and I can't follow it.
Release Hitman in two pieces. This is my last resort.
I like it.
Don't stop on me.
Sorry for the bad impromptu Papa Roach.
I thought it was cover. Wonderful.
It was pretty bad.
T-Bird, what else are you playing?
I saw you playing that on Uncharted.
Yeah, I'm trying to finish that up.
You just got the speed runs left. You get to play.
One more speed.
Yeah, one speed run. And he's gonna play that jump. He's gonna do that today.
Oh my god.
Sorry, not trying to be disruptive.
The Wolf Among Us.
Eatable.
Got it. Played it.
Eatable.
And. Get God.
I'm so sorry, T-Bird.
No. Scared me a little bit.
Dang it.
Trying to think. I think that's all I played. Oh no, I just started Tales from Borderlands.
Borderlands.
Lands. There's an A there, not an E.
Oi. Borderlands.
No.
You need to just stop it. That's it. Nick.
You're supposed to be top secret, guys. You're not supposed to say on a video game podcast what you've been playing, because the other team might find out. You're supposed to say, I'm playing a game and another game.
I'm playing games.
Mind games, fool.
Well, both of y'all just dropped the ball. No, y'all literally just told us what you were
doing. I know, because the Trivia Whores on their last episode, they're like telling what games they're playing, and they're just saying, I'm playing a game. I'm like, hey, guys, like PSN profiles and your actual profile, tell us what you're playing. It's not like you're hiding it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm playing a game, but I don't want to disclose what it is yet. I'm like, fool, I see you online. Trophy!
Anyways, before we were attacked by an angry A-Rap.
Oh, man.
Yobo, you only go boom once.
Yobo.
That's
awful.
My God.
Can't wait to leave that in. Nick, what else you been playing, buddy?
I've been trying to platinum Senran Kagura.
That made-up word that you always say?
Yeah.
I like to point out, every time you text me and tell me what you're playing, it's always spelled different.
Oh, yeah, because I always know that. I can't remember if it's C-S-E-R-A-N or if it's S-E-N-R-A-N.
It's M-I-C.
I think it's Senran.
K-E-Y.
What?
M-O-U-S-E.
I noticed today that game's on the Vita.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl will be buying that game. He has no idea what it's about.
Oh, boy.
He's like, support your Vita. Why are there naked anime chicks everywhere?
Man. Wait, it's like, this ain't family friendly.
I kind of like this. Don't come in here.
I told you not to bother me while I'm cleaning my room.
Let's see, you got the plat for Flappy Goat.
Yep.
Whoa, Goat Simulator.
And Walking Dead, Season 1. I'm plowing through that. Tekken 6.
You know something I think is cute?
What?
Again, making fun of our bitter rivals, they're like, oh, you guys play too many Telltale games, oh, yeah. And we were beating them for 2 weeks in a row, right? A little over 2 weeks, actually. So then, when you look at their games they're playing and the games that they have finished recently, in Platinum recently, they're on the Telltale bandwagon. I'm just like, how are you going to sit there and cry and ask me to stop picking on you, ask me to stop making fun of you? And then turn around and do exactly what it is you're crying about.
Keep on, take your lunch money.
Well, swirly, son. We're
trying to get swirly.
We're in the schoolyard territory right now.
What you think I'm about to do? Fight like it's after school.
He failed at 9 again.
No. I was so close. I was wondering why you had your hand up, like you were about to make an announcement.
I touched it.
Anything else? That's it.
I've been thinking about Dark Souls a lot and One Piece. I know One Piece isn't a game, but One Piece is like my life right now.
Wait, technically One Piece is a game. You have that game.
What?
One Piece. You've been playing One Piece.
Yeah, but I could platinum that, but it's a long, long grind.
Yeah, we ain't got time for that.
Long, treacherous road ahead.
We only got 6 more days.
See, I've been... I played Sound Shapes again on the PS3. Got it that plat for a second time. It was just as hard as it was the first time. I was really aggravated with it. Some of the challenges were a little easier, because after playing them for like 40 times, I'd gotten the pattern down and had learned little tricks to help me, like not necessarily jumping from platform to platform, but if you were at a higher platform, you could just roll off at a certain angle and land, and it would it would help save some time. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. I guess that's the only word I could use to describe it. It was eventful, to say the least. Other than that, I've been playing a little bit of Street Fighter. I've gotten a few trophies in it. I actually got my trophy for fighting in 300 online matches, which is only a 3.6% bronze trophy, which I thought was kind of weird.
Oh, for Street Fighter?
Considering how much people play that game.
That's Street Fighter.
Like, you think it would be, like, a 40% trophy or something, you know?
There's a lot of ranked matches, though, bro.
I don't know if that's just for ranked matches, though. I think that was just 300 network battles, and it, period.
You're on your period?
So, I think that even includes Battle Lounge matches. So, I got the trophy in that. It was only 3.6% or something like that, and I thought that was kind of strange, but I was pretty happy with that trophy. I also got the winning 100 ranked matches trophy. That was pretty cool. That was a pretty cool trophy.
That's a lot of matches. Yeah.
I believe, Nick, isn't there a trophy for getting a certain amount of wins in a row?
Like four?
No, I don't think, actually. If there is...
Well, there's one for three matches in a row.
Yes.
And then I think it goes up from there. I think there's like one for three, and I think one for 10.
For 350?
I heard there was one for like 50. If that's the case, I will never get that trophy.
Have you checked the trophy list?
I have. I just can't. I can't remember.
I need to get the replay achievements in that.
Yeah, there's a couple of super easy trophies I haven't gotten for it, but so I fail as a person.
You're not real.
I'm not real. Yeah. But other than that, yeah, that's, to be honest, that's about it. I was waiting for this weekend because there was a couple games I want to purchase. Playing games, guys. Playing games.
Gettable.
I'll be purchasing a few games to play this weekend. I don't want to disclose it just yet.
Don't disclose. They're games. We can't tell the competition. Full disclosure, I'm playing a game.
But spoiler, there will be trophies involved.
Oh, no you didn't. No, no you didn't. You're giving away our strategy. No you didn't.
We need a
trophy pop. God almighty, what's happening here?
This dry episode. Dubstep. What are you playing over there, T-Bird?
Playing a Telltale game.
Trophy! Trophy!
Sorry, I forgot to make my dubstep noise.
So now we move on to a segment we like to call News for Noobs. This segment is brought to you by Fight Stick Guy. For custom handcrafted arcade-style fight sticks, go to facebook.com/fightstickguy. Because you don't bring a pad to a stick fight. Tell them the Loot Crew sent you. Speaking of which... I'm paying mine off today.
Oh,
so my fight stick will be heading my way shortly. So I'm pretty excited about that.
So you have a short fight stick?
No, yeah. It's I named it. It's Nubby. That's his name. First little tidbit of news. Nintendo is ceasing Wii U production this year. Possible NX announcements?
I saw a lot of stuff around that this week. I don't know if that panned out to be legit or not.
Yeah, Nintendo 100% squashed that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So everyone reported it, and they're like, nah, we're just kidding, guys.
Yeah.
But seriously.
Like, a lot of main gaming news media has reported it.
Oh, I saw it.
I still left it in the notes because...
I believe it.
You know it's coming. It's coming soon.
How about that NX controller? Did y'all see the prototype or the dev kits that are out? And the
Do you mean like the miniature Vitas?
Oh my god, dude! That Kaz Harai that said the Vita, the new Vita or whatever, and it was the NX controller. That was hilarious.
Yeah, that would be quite interesting. If that turns out to be legit. Looks like they're doing exactly what I didn't want them to do, but I hope it turns out. I mean, I don't want another gimmicky control. Pad, whatever. I just want...
Just use a controller, man.
Just come back to us, Nintendo. Like, just... I don't know.
I think there's no turning back.
You know, you might be right.
No turning back to me now.
Either that or they see something we don't. I mean, they're the experts, so...
Yeah, they're all about their Wiis.
Well, they release the same three games every year and make a lot of money.
Yeah, so why stop if it works?
Yeah. Just give us good titles.
Just give us an achievement, trophy, or star system. Something worth...
Something, yeah.
Something. Like, I would totally stay on board with Nintendo. Like, there's no... Like, I have to have that. We are in a day and age where if you want my money, you got to give me something that progresses with me as games go by.
Tell you what Nintendo really needs, most of all.
Uncharted.
Well, yeah. No, they need more support from indie developers. And
I think they could have it. I just don't think they want it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, from everything that I've read and heard, like, Nintendo's a very hard company to work for. Work with.
If you ain't Mario, you ain't Shitoggy.
So, yeah, next tidbit. Games with gold.
It's a good month for X-Bone owners. Xbox.
Yeah, we get X-Space. Dead Space.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Did I mention we get Dead Space?
Yeah, get Dead Space. There's The Wolf Among Us, amongst us, and for the Xbox One owners, you get that Sunset Overdrive, which I thought was, that's a big deal, because that was a tentpole game last year. Wasn't it last year?
Something like that.
This was a launch title, wasn't it?
No. That was an exclusive that...
It was bundled, though. It was bundled with the X-Bone.
Yeah. They did a bunch of bundles. But, that was a big deal that, you know... Oh, Phil Spencer, I can't even speak.
Spill Fencer.
You failed an eight.
You made me die over here. That scared me so bad, I jumped off a cliff. yeah, it's a good month to be an X-Bone owner. I'm an Xbox 360 owner. I am very curious to see what our games are going to be on the station.
Won't be Dead Space.
I got Dead Space 3 on the PS3 one time. For free.
It's not Dead Space 1.
Yeah, but Dead Space 3 is good.
It's not Dead Space 1.
Yeah, or Dead Space 2. Dead Space 2 is good.
Dead Space 2 is really good.
Dead Space is just good in general. I want a next-gen PS4, Xbox One, Dead Space.
Me too.
So,
I wouldn't mind having a new character, though.
You don't think Isaac is the one anymore?
He's a little used and abused.
Where he's at, because at the end of 3... Like, after 3... Oh, I barely remember 3 because I played so much 2.
Yeah,
but at the end of 3, like, you take care of the last spiral.
The last node.
Yeah. And then everything's nice. It's all peaceful and everything. And Isaac's kind of like, yeah, I avenged you, wife. And then...
I'm full-blown crazy now. But
yeah. So I'd be happy, kind of like when the DLC for Dead Space 2, where you played as that other guy.
The Severed DLC?
Mm-hmm.
The Severed DLC?
Yes, exactly right.
Yes, right.
I'd be happy with another character. Maybe a chick.
Ooh, you know what? That's not a bad idea. Like a Laura Croft style.
If there's anything horror films has taught us, boom. Any horror
Got
film...
It. Eat it!
That was a really long dubstep song. That was a good one. I liked it. You were in tempo and everything.
You like that?
Yeah, I had
I'm pretty much a master.
Scratches and the spins.
Oh my God, guys. You'll never believe what the Remember the Loot guys were doing in their show. I listened to the unedited version, and they were like, they get these trophies popping because they're like trophy masters and stuff. And it's like every time they pop a trophy, they make a bunch of dubstep noise. And you would think, rather than just edit in the dubstep like a normal person would, they just made the noise with their mouths, and it's so annoying, but like they're just so good looking and they're just so entertaining.
I want to be them.
I couldn't turn it off, and then they wouldn't let me on their show, so I pouted and went to sleep.
Oh my God. Have I ever told you my awkward story about an oxygen tank?
Negative.
Yes. Okay, you told me.
Here it is. I think I deserve this after doing this whole Flappy Good thing. Okay, so here I am, a youngster, just starting out at the movie theater. I'm having a good day. I got a little spring in my step. So I come out of the theater and see this elderly gentleman, which seems to be holding a purse. I'm like, I'm going to have some fun with this guy, because he's probably, you know, waiting outside of the bathroom for his wife, holding their purse and everything, right? So I go out. I'm like, hey, sir, nice purse. Turns around, oxygen tank.
What a douche. Okay, I got one for you. I'm going to try to tell the story without being offensive at all. But if spoilers, if you get offended when people talk about gays...
This is totally Super Mega Rapid Fire.
This whole episode is Super Mega Rapid Fire. All right. So if you get offended when people talk about homosexuals and gays and gay things and stuff like that, close your ears. Earmuffs. So anyways, I used to work at this liquor store, this chain of liquor stores, back in the BC days when I wasn't as Jesus friendly. And freaking I just started working there. I'm working with all these hard, roughneck, just douchebag people. Like, I'm working with some of the roughest people, you know, just the very vulgar. I wasn't so nice myself, so I kind of fit in a little bit. But you guys know me. I like to talk a bunch of trash, and I'm a pretty social person at times, especially when the environment is, like, mine. If it's a controlled environment, like, if it's somewhere I feel comfortable, then I like to be loud and obnoxious and things like that. So this guy comes in. He's a club owner. He's got a couple clubs, and he's like, got a real strong, you know what I'm saying, New York accent. and he's like, "Hey, guys, I'm not going to try to imitate his voice or anything like that this time. But he's like, "Hey, I want you guys to give me some change and, you know, break out these hundreds," where he had this whole stack of $100 bills. And so I'm sitting there, and like a little tidbit of information about liquor stores, like, they deal with a lot of cash, like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars per day in cash. Now, I'm not saying this so that you guys can go knock up a liquor store, but there is cash there. So anyways, with that being said, there's like thousands of dollars behind the counter. And the guy like breaks out all these $100 bills, and he's like, I need change for this contest we're running. I was like, "Well, dang, son, what kind of contest y'all got going on? I want to get up on that." And he looks at me and he laughs. He's like, "Hey, you don't want in on this kind of contest, son."
Oh.
And I'm like, "Sure I do." I was like, "This sounds awesome, you know." He's like, "No, boy." He just started laughing. And it was one of those things where it was like really condescending. And so it was like, it kind of made me feel a little uncomfortable. Like I'm this new guy that doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm like, "Nah, seriously, what kind of contest you got? I'll freaking ace it." And then at that time, everyone around is like laughing at me. So then I'm like, "Okay, I'm just going to shut up." When he leaves, they're like, So what do you, they like, "So what are you wearing to the contest?" And they're like making fun of me. And so I'm like, "Wow, what's going on?" Oh, it's like, man. He owns two gay bars, and he's like, and they're doing a drag queen contest. And he's like, "You just, like, you were very pushy wanting to get in on that."
So Daryl was like, "Yeah, what time?"
Yeah, so I was like, so basically I was like, "I got my heels in the truck. What's up?"
Heels in the truck.
First t-shirt, heels in the truck.
But yeah, dude, so like, it's one of those things where after that,
put your heels in the truck, we gonna go.
Whoa.
No.
Press your luck.
Yeah, after that, I was a little more reserved on how, like, just, you know, persistent I was in starting conversation. And I was like, "Yeah, I don't want to enter myself into another drag contest."
Enter the drag queen.
Did you win?
No.
Of course I won. At least.
Have I ever lost anything? No.
True.
You were popping trophies and...
Oh, and my booty.
I win. I wins again.
Give me my money.
Next topic of the news. That's going to be a fun segment to edit. Sony has officially shut down Evolution Studios, the developers behind MotorStorm and Drive Club.
Wow, wow.
Shocker, right?
I actually am shocked because, you know, right about the time everyone thought that Drive Club was a big commercial failure, Sony released it. It sold 2 million units. And I'm like, that's not a failure at all.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then we, of course, got our free-to-play versions, which, you know, they really sucked.
You gotta remember that.
Free to suck.
It took them a year to get it out.
They did because the servers were so busted.
I say, like, 2 million units of, yeah, we all bought into the idea. And then when we download it, we're like, "This sucks."
The game itself looked great. It handled great if you like simulator-type games, you know. It's definitely an answer to Forza if it didn't have a year's worth of bad messaging and busted servers. So
yeah.
Yep.
Propaganda. I honestly didn't think they were going to tank like that. I expected a Drive Club 2. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, stuff happens.
My biggest issue with racing games like that, and Forza included, I don't know if it's just me, but it seems like my car is bigger than the road. Like, is it just me, or like, is the roads really tiny?
Like, that's not what's
really
tiny.
Some of the European roads are smaller than American roads.
They're smaller.
Well, see, that makes sense. I mean, I've never been to Europe, but, it, you know.
Because they don't have to drive tanks around like we do.
Yeah, like...
I don't like Sims. I don't like wrestling Sims. I don't like... Fighting Sims. I don't like Sims the game. I don't like, oh my god, I sound like a trivia whore. I don't like anything.
Oh,
no. Just Sims.
No.
No, I'm not a big fan of racing Sims. And that one had, like, amazing weather, and the graphics were just stellar. I'm just not good at those games. Like, I like more of an arcade-y style racing game, so Drive Club didn't stick for me.
I like Mario Kart. Does that count?
Close.
I mean,
very close.
I think it's pretty much best cream of the crop.
Actually, Tanner, I think that's opposite. complete opposite.
No, nonsense. You totally race on a rainbow.
So if I'm playing Forza and I'm in like my Shelby Cobra Mustang, I can throw a turtle shell at someone?
Basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Of course.
If you turn like the realistic damage on, you can throw your hood at somebody.
Oh my gosh, dude, I wanted to throw a turtle shell at an 18-wheeler the other day. Full ran me off the road, jerk.
What?
Yeah, I was all out of turtle shells though. I had a turtle head. Whoa!
After the events that happened.
Next topic.
Next topic on the news. Spoon! The Tick is coming back to television.
I don't know.
But it's live action. Yeah. It's live action. No.
I saw who they casted, some Star Wars cats. Or a Star Wars cat.
I don't think you could get anybody to play the Tick. Come on, man.
I know. Dude, you know who I like?
Big muscular dude.
They wouldn't need to make... Like, this is totally derailing the Tick thing. But I about the same time the Tick came out on Sega Genesis... the game Boogerman came out.
Ooh, yeah.
I would love to see a Boogerman show. Booger! Or actually play a new, like a next-gen Boogerman game where you can flick boogers and fart on people.
That final boss in Boogerman is no joke, though.
Dude, I didn't beat him. I ain't gonna lie. I stood down.
I never played Boogerman.
What? It's actually really good.
No. I lied. I did play it. I played it on an emulator.
I played
a few seconds of it.
I mean, all you gotta do is it's called Boogerman, a pick and flick adventure. I mean, come on, that's like the friggin' best marketing campaign you could ask for.
Anyway, I tell you, they need to get to play the Tick. Patrick Warburton.
Warburton, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. He was in the original live action show.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was the Tick. He's reprising his role.
It's perfect. Like, why did I get him again? Oh, because it's the Tick. That's true. Yeah. At least let him do the voice. Like, I could listen to that dude talk all day. He's so funny. One of his funniest roles, other than, of course, Family Guy, was Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
Squeaker, squeak, squeaking.
Squeaker, yes. Squeak, squeaking.
Hey, Daryl, doesn't he actually do the voice of Vasquez in Tales?
I think so. Yes, he does.
He is amazing.
Yes, dude, he's actually hilarious in Tales.
How about in, do you remember him in Seinfeld? When, like, he was dating Elaine, and he started going to church. But so he's like, he became, like, super judgmental. He was judging Elaine for everything she did.
Sounds like my kind of guy.
He's like, don't look at me. You're the one going to hell. Like, everything she did.
No,
it was
no!
So funny.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Daryl,
you're not going to hell, are you?
Well, I did fall off a mountain just now, so I was actually kind of scared. I thought I was going to.
Next topic of the news, Sony forms a new studio to make mobile games.
I almost didn't put this in the news because we all hate mobile games.
I almost put it in the news twice because Nintendo is doing the same thing, and I think it's a very interesting move for Sony. So.
Well, you know, Nintendo's got that DNA. They partnered with DNA Studios, so they're going to get Mario on your iPhone and your iPad. But I think that, I read in there that they were said that like the studio is going to have like your Uncharted, your Little Big Planets, your... God of War mini games and things like that on your phone and on your iOS and Android devices. And as much as I am against that in general, if I can get trophies on my iPhone, I will take it, because I feel like this right here is the final blow to the Vita. Like, when we start making mobile games, that means we're not making Vita games.
Yeah.
They've already said they're not making more first-party Vita games. So.
It kind of makes you wonder if they had always had this planned, and as soon as they ditched first-party Vita games, they had already planned on starting making mobile games, you know?
Yeah. So I love my Vita. Support your local Vita. Vita TV. But it's a sad day. I mean, like, I just hope that there's a way to access the network, you know what I'm saying, get my trophies, because I'll buy PlayStation games on my phone. I might not play them. I might play them a little bit. I might play them on the can. But I mean, I'm never gonna not own a Vita. As long as the Vitas will still get trophies and still link up to, you know what I'm saying, the PSN to sync my trophies, I will always own a Vita. And I mean that because I love it.
And you will always own Tricky.
I own you, Tricky. You belong to me because I broke you.
Oh, Tricky.
Next topic of the news, more Minecraft story modes heading our way.
I say we go ahead and just lump all the Telltale
Trophy.
Movies.
Hey, oh, I look up, see your goat flying through the air.
You're welcome.
But yeah, the Minecraft story mode. How's this for news, right? So we've been waiting on the announcement of the fifth episode, okay? Now, I've been trying not to play that game because that's something that me, my son, and my daughter have been playing. I did not play that game for the war specifically because that's a game that we play together. The only time I actually logged on and played it is because my son, my daughter, and I all sat together and made the decisions together. And my son's learning how to read, so and he's doing really, really well. So this is something that we've been kind of working on, but that game doesn't give you a lot of time to read because you got to make your decisions. So it's something that I don't know, that game we're not going to beat anytime soon. But I've been waiting on that fifth episode to drop. So they say the fifth episode is dropping the 29th, and we got three more episodes coming at the end of the year or sometime this year. So what I'm curious of is, are they going to do the fifth episode and then there's your platinum? And then three separate DLC episodes, or if it's three more episodes, making it eight total, then you're platinum.
I never played it.
It's not bad. I mean, it's,
I want to. I think the premise is really cool. I do find it funny that they did not include Steve.
Scuba Steve?
Like the... Is that true? Like,
yeah, it's somebody else, but it makes sense in the universe that it's in. Like,
it makes sense in the Minecraft universe.
It really does. Like, it,
with blocks and
yeah. Next topic of Telltale news. Not only do we get lots and lots of Minecraft, but we also get The Walking Dead season 3 right after T-Bird said that he was ready for it. That was awesome. Good job, T-Bird. We got it.
What's coming?
See, I don't think if I didn't ask for it, I don't think it would have happened.
There's also Michonne.
Who cares?
I'm actually going to get that and play that.
If there's a plat involved, I will be
there's
playing.
There's not.
There's not. It's three episodes.
Oh,
but
so,
I mean,
okay.
It's still, though, it's Michonne. Michonne's BA.
Gotta get that Michonne.
Gotta get that.
More Telltale news. What do you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Telltale's on a roll. Now, this I'm actually very excited about.
Oh, I am super excited.
More details on the Telltale's Batman game. Allows you to make decisions as Bruce Wayne during the day and Batman at night.
Batman, you say?
Most importantly, updated an engine. They're changing their engine for this game.
Yes.
Interesting.
So, am I in the minority for saying I would rather just have the whole game let you play as Bruce Wayne, where you make like really bad decisions as a
really bad
as a Playboy millionaire?
Dude, that's one of the coolest parts of the beginning of Arkham City.
Yeah.
When you play as Bruce Wayne for that little
bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember playing that and saying, man, they need more of this. Like, they need a game where you're Bruce Wayne, and you start off, and you're just, like, hanging out in your mansion, and then your mansion gets attacked. And so you're,
like Bruce Tower Defense Bruce Wayne game?
Kind of like in, No. Well, it's kind of like in Dark Knight, where, like, he's having a party at the mansion, and he gets attacked. And he's walking towards that dude, and the guy pulls a gun on him, and he just kind of, like beats the crap out of him, throws him down, just keeps walking. Because he's like, I'm Batman, but you don't know it. That kind of... like, I want more of that. Like,
I picture him saying...
Oh, by the way, I'm Batman.
Like, after the dude's knocked out on the ground, he goes...
Yeah.
Like, it's a requirement.
Speaking of Batman, I want to formally announce that Ben Affleck is my favorite Bruce Wayne, favorite Batman. And finally, they rectified the bad Batman voice. And with the voice distorter,
he has throat cancer in this movie, so it makes sense.
But yes, like the voice distorter, like Arrow did it right. You know, Batman now does it. He obviously stole that from Oliver Queen. Gimmick infringement, but yes, like that Batman is awesome. I want Batfleck Batman in my Telltale games as I drink out of a Superman cup.
Makes sense. Next topic. Street Fighter V March update finally has a release date. And it is... What is it, Nick? Monday?
Trophy!
The March update will come in two parts. The first will be delivered on March 28th and will contain challenge mode, trials, and online rematch option. Ooh, finally. Improvements to the Battle Lounge, such as 8-man Battle Lounge, which I don't know why they didn't have it launch, among other things, and various bug fixes. The second part will arrive on March 30th at 10 a.m. Why don't they even give us a time? Check that out.
That's pretty legit. They're serious.
And we'll add Alex to the roster of fighters as in-game shop.
You mean Ultra Stank from Resident Evil 6?
No, the random construction worker in the back of one of the levels.
Yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
It's actually Axl Rose.
It's like, hey man, one of these days I'm going to be in a fighting game. This looks awesome.
Well, it happened. Shuriken?
Shuriken? I thought that was funny. I'm sorry, guys.
No, I like it.
Speaking of things coming out in March, Resident Evil 6 gets its physical release for the PS4 and Xbox One.
That's not on the notes. Don't talk about it.
Look, it's the year of Resident Evil. 20th anniversary.
Daryl, I like Resident Evil.
I want you to play that game.
You like Resident Evil.
I will buy it for you.
But on our show, we talk about good Resident Evils.
If I buy you Resident Evil 6, will you play it with me?
Of course. Okay. If I buy you a video game, will you play with me? How much is that?
Some people are anal about that stuff.
If you bought me Hannah Montana, I'd play it with you.
It's $4.99 right now, isn't it, right, Nick?
Oh, I actually checked today. It's $1.99.
What? And you didn't get it?
It's got to come here. It's on its way.
Is it going to be here before the war's over?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
What a great game to finish off the war than Hannah Montana. That would be hilarious. If you did that, I would give you, I'd buy you lunch. So,
quid pro quo.
But yeah, then, all right, then, I'm going to buy you a copy of Resident Evil 6 Frosty, and we're going to play it together. We're going to platinum it together.
Platinum it? Is it obtainable?
Oh, yeah.
A Capcom title. I mean, let's think about this.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking 35, 40 hours of gameplay, and you got to beat the game 50 times.
It's like you can get every trophy by just playing the game, and then there's like that one trophy. It's like, play the game for 5,000 hours.
On the hardest difficulty. In your underwear with no saves.
In your underwear? What?
Resident Evil 6, I want you to give it another shot. I'll pick you up a copy. I'll give you a copy.
I mean, I really enjoyed it. The times I played with you, I really enjoyed it. But for a while there, you got really busy, and I was like, okay, I'm going to tackle this.
Making babies,
yeah. That's exactly what happened, actually. And I was like, well, I'm going to tackle this by myself. And that game was so boring by myself. So, well, I think having a co-op partner really helped. And
I will come out of my anti-multiplayer shell and play that game with you. I'll play that game with Nick. I'll play it with T-Bird. I'll play with all y'all.
I think the same thing goes with Resident Evil 5 now. Because, like, I played that game by myself and really liked it. But I didn't originally play it by myself. I played it with your brother. Yeah. We beat it. And then I ended up playing it with you, like, for hundreds of hours.
Me and Tanner beat it on professional together.
Yeah, like... that game's just so much.
That's annoying.
That was tough.
That game's just so much more fun with a partner. So
yeah. See, and that this is my thing, and this is my dilemma with Resident Evil. Right, being my favorite game franchise, I feel like I owe it to Capcom and Resident Evil, to platinum all their games. But with me being so limited on time, you know, like I've 100% some of them on Xbox, but I haven't ever platinumed them on the PlayStation. And so, like, going back through and, like, chipping away at them piece by piece. Now, I've beat them all, but I haven't platinumed them. And I really want to make my year of Resident Evil 2016 to be platinum the rest of the Resident Evil games. Or the ones that are platinum-able, the ones that are still available. Now, some of them have that online garbage that you can't get away from.
You can do this. I believe in you.
Oh, I thought about doing it this month, and then... I just started wrecking on these other games, and I cleaned up my backlog big time. And, you know, all the... Oh, God.
It's always good to clean out those backlogs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I really tackled mine. And there's games that I platinumed this month that I didn't think I was going to be able to because I needed multiplayer garbage and stuff online. And the fact that we've had people from the community, you know, join in because of the war and say, hey, I'll totally be your partner. I'll totally get this online with you. That's been really awesome. And I don't know if I mentioned this on the show before, but I had somebody from Kuwait hit me up and said, hey, I've been listening to your show, and you know, I feel your pain on some of these platinums that you can't get because of the multiplayer. If you ever want to link up and play them. And what's awesome is I've actually gotten the platinum for some of these games and then turned around. But I've actually got some of these plats and then turned around to help other people get them. So that's been really nice. You know, paying it forward and all that crap. But that's all we got for the news.
No, there's one more.
No, you got a special one?
Yeah. No, just last. Last topic of the news. Battleborn open beta begins April 8th on the PS4.
Oh, yeah.
Who's downloading that? Who's going to play that with me?
Not me.
You know what else comes out on April 3rd or 8th?
What was it?
Eighth.
Bad. Eighth. Yeah.
Overwatch. Isn't it?
Overwatch.
Overwatch is going to be the beta, and whatever Gearbox's game is going to be.
Don't they all come out at the same time?
They're the same day.
Same day.
The beta's dropping the same day as Battleborn's getting released.
Gotcha. So I could go buy one of these hero shooter games, or I could just download a beta for free.
You can play the free one. That's probably going to be the better of the two.
Or I can not play either of them and play Resident Evil.
You can play Paragon.
This news is...
No.
Paragon. You can let Paragon...
Paid beta, and that's ridiculous.
A paid beta?
It's a paid beta.
It's a paid beta?
Yeah, it's the founders.
Whoa, you got a paid beta? You've been doing it wrong.
Anything that involves paying to master the beta, I'm out.
Yeah.
I am actually stoked because today... here's some extra news. I don't know if anybody knows, but today, Dark Souls 1 is backwards compatible for the Xbox One.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so stoked for that. Dark Souls is one of my favorite series of games.
Yeah,
I'm excited to not play that with you.
Sweet.
Because you're getting on Xbox. Jerk.
Sorry, it's where all my achievements live.
See, that's one of the things that irritates me about Microsoft, is they make such good business decisions that I can't play with my friends who have Xboxes.
Well,
they're going to buy them on Xbox.
They only recently made good business decisions. They started off this generation making very bad ones.
Yeah. But now they make really good ones.
They're trying.
Like, yeah, I saw that, and I was like, man, I would, if I had Xbox One, I'd totally hit that up, because...
I'd hit that.
Like, now that their games for gold are going to be backwards compatible too, like the 360 ones, so you can just go ahead and download to your Xbox One also.
Like Dead Space?
Dead Space, yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'd go back and finish 100%ing Dead Space 1, because I've got like 700 or 800 achievements for it, but there's no platinum, so there's no reason. I know that hurts. After all, especially after getting all these plats this month, I can't even imagine going just for a clean 100%. Well, that's it for the news this week. This next section of the show is our favorite section of the show. It is super mega rapid fire.
Pew 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 pew.
Trophy.
So yeah, we're doing this neat little thing in Super Mega Rapid Fire where we kind of replaced Question of the Week with
email of the
with emails of the century. Now, you can ask us questions on our Facebook group, Twitter, email, whatever you fancy. It could be random questions, funny questions, stuff we could talk about and just make you guys laugh, have a good time. Or it could be serious stuff, like, hey, what games do you plan on buying this year? And the answer is clearly Dark Souls 3 and No Man's Sky.
And Resident Evil 6, and Resident Evil 5, and Resident Evil 4, and Resident Evil Umbrella Corps, and anything Resident Evil. How many more times can I say that in this show?
Or the new Resident Evil CG movie that's coming out, Vendetta, starring Chris Redfield.
Say it again.
What they'll sell... About 1,000 copies.
And I'll buy 999 of them. Have you seen my shelf lately? I buy them.
I hope it's good. The last one was pretty decent.
Oh, dude. Degeneration?
Yeah.
Or was that not Degeneration? But...
Degeneration X?
Degeneration X!
It's like, oh, you ready?
No, you had Degeneration and whatever the other one was with Ada. It was good. I got the Steelbook versions of those up there. I didn't just
They made Steelbook versions?
Dude, yeah. Son, I got the Steelbook versions of every Resident Evil
They don't make
movie.
Steelbook versions of movies often.
I know. I have, but they do with Resident Evil. I have the Steelbook version up there. The Blu-ray collection behind Mr. X without his jacket on is the Steelbook collection of all the Resident Evil movies beside the regular versions.
Ah, okay.
Over here, I've got Steelbook versions of Batman Gotham Knight.
Everyone listening right now can totally see what you're pointing at.
Oh, yeah. Yes, one of these days, we're going to do video with the show, and you'll be able to see the cool things that I point at.
Yeah, or a live Twitch show.
Or both.
Or, yeah.
In my Punisher collection.
That's a disaster waiting to happen.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be awesome.
So yeah, we got a few questions on our Facebook group. Remember, you can go to Facebook and type in Remember the Loot Podcast, find us. It is a closed group, but if you ask for to if you knock nicely, ask politely.
Knock three times.
Okay.
we'll let you in.
What's the password?
Are you okay, T-Bird? Are you ready for this?
No.
Are you ready to answer these questions? Sitting there all quiet with your Telltale game.
Don't call him out. He's playing Borderlands.
I already said
he's playing Borderlands.
He just said he was playing it.
We can't disclose the games we're playing, guys. They might not see us on PlayStation Network.
This question's brought to you by... Now, Jeffrey Kelly on our Facebook asks us, I would like to know everyone's thoughts on cheese.
Okay, I like melted cheese, but I'm the type of person that could go the rest of his life without eating a piece of cheese and be fine.
What?
Okay, I am not a cheese eater.
That was weird.
If there's cheese on my cheeseburger, I'll eat it. If there's cheese in my Kraft macaroni and cheese at the box, I'll eat it.
I would hope there's cheese on your Kraft macaroni and cheese.
But other than that, I don't really eat cheese. It's not really a thing I do. Every now and again, I put a little bit of cheese in my grits. I like cheese grits. Mainly because I like grits, and putting cheese in there makes it sound cool when I say it. I put bacon in my grits, but people don't think that's weird. Not a cheese eater. Could go without it.
I absolutely love cheese. I could put cheese on my cereal.
That's nasty.
Not really. Nasty. I really like cheese. And I used to work in this little pizza shop in a small town about 10 minutes from where I live. And one of the guys that he was in the process of buying the place and ended up not buying it. Long story. Anyway. He went to culinary school, and apparently there's 600 different types of cheeses. But now, apparently there's 600 different types of cheese. I know maybe 5 different types.
Whoa, my life is incomplete.
So, I don't know enough about cheese.
Yeah, exactly. How does that make you feel? It makes you feel cheese-y. Very small in the food world. T-Bird, cheese.
I got a joke about pizza if you guys want to hear it.
Wait, lay it on us.
Tell them about my cheese.
T-Bird. You guys want
to
hear it?
T-Bird, okay. At the same time, go.
Never mind, my joke's too cheesy.
Nailed it.
You're off the show.
No. But I got a trophy.
Cheese or nah?
I like cheese all over my body.
Oh, God.
Come see me later.
Ew,
remember that part where I told you I really like cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants you to put your body on his cereal.
Wait. What? What?
You said you put cheese in your cereal, but...
Wow. Can't stop trophying. So, Derek on our Facebook asked, Bernie's or Zesto's?
Freaking Zesto's.
Now, for those of you listening that probably aren't from around here, in the...
stop what you're doing, pack up your bags, and move to South Carolina.
The small little state that is South Carolina. We have two restaurants, one of them, Zesto's.
That's it. We only have two.
We have two. That's it. That is it. There's a couple roads. We have a restaurant called Zesto's. We have a restaurant called Bernie's. Both of them sell really, really good chicken. But I don't know, man. I'd have to say Zesto's.
Yeah.
Because my wife made a really good point the other day because we were eating Kissy. And...
Ew.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Their grilled chicken's a bomb, bro.
I don't think I've ever had their grilled chicken.
Well, that's your first problem.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, they put more, There's not a whole lot of meat on their chicken.
Nope.
But, you go to Zesto's, and it's
steroids, baby.
It's steroids. That's a big chicken. That's some tickle old beaties. But then again, if you've ever been to Bernie's, they sell really good chicken, too. My only problem with Bernie's is their chicken's not as big. They're not chock full of steroids, but it was always cool whenever I'd go to home games, whenever South Carolina would play, and we'd eat at Bernie's. We'd actually park behind Bernie's, and we'd eat, and then we'd walk, 2 miles to the stadium feeling like garbage from eating fried chicken.
Have you ever spent the weekend there?
No. A weekend I wish.
I get it. A weekend at Bernie's. Oh!
Zing!
I'm so clever.
No, but when I ate there, I felt dead.
You felt the burn?
Felt burn. And last question. No, we have two questions, actually. We have two questions left.
Uh-oh.
It's going to get a little weird. Two questions.
Josh on our Facebook asked, would you rather pee on an electric fence while wearing a buttless chaps or wrestle naked with T-Bird?
Well,
tough one.
I wrestle by myself.
T-Bird wrestles with himself every night. With cheese and it's a... Yeah.
What if I'd said both?
You'd wrestle naked with D-Bird while peeing on an electric fence?
Oh my goodness.
Is that the name of this episode?
Yes.
I think you just nailed it.
Nailed it.
Oh Lord.
Here we go. You guys ready for the question of the century?
What?
What's yours?
Question of the century.
Man.
Peeing on a fence with buttless chaps or wrestling me?
I don't know if I can fit into my buttless chaps anymore. No, I'm kidding.
Whoa.
He's like, no, I'm kidding, I can.
T-Bird, as much as I love you, I gotta go with the... I gotta pee on the electric fence, man. I don't think...
One's gonna be less painful than the other.
I don't think either one of those can be less painful than the other.
Emotionally or physically?
What's the difference?
And last but not least...
The greatest question of the
week. We have the question of the week. The looter of the week?
We'll go with that.
The Lutsky?
No, yeah, the Lutsky.
The Lutsky.
Oh, this week's Lutsky.
Lutsky, skeet, skeet, skeet.
So we have a secret admirer, maybe?
Ooh.
Someone who... someone who really, really likes the show. They emailed us last week and asked us, why does Daddy drink so much whenever Mommy left? Apparently this person's serious, but they emailed again. And they say, I quote, I was serious with my question last week, but glad you got to read it. Do y'all want to play Minecraft with me? I'm only 12, but I'm pretty mature for my age. I run a PewDiePie-themed server for my friends, but I don't want any... But I don't have any, so it's just me playing. But all my animals are still alive, so I'm considering going pro. My dad works for Nintendo, and I'm pretty sure he could beat Daryl up if y'all don't play with me. Even though he drinks so much, but he's got a pretty mean left hook. Add me on Xbox at myknee_grows4_20?
I don't really know.
At roblox.com. No fun boys allowed, so Tanner will just have to watch. But hope y'all play with me.
So,
right.
What's the question?
So I'm not sure there's a question. I just really wanted to read that.
I love it.
Oh, there is a question. Do y'all want to play Minecraft with you?
Freak no.
Do you want to play some Minecraft?
I don't have an option. Come
I will say this though, if you're on Xbox, how are we gonna get trophies?
Oh, does it even trophy, man?
Oh.
Mm.
Here's my thing.
Nick plays Xbox, he'll play with you.
If you want us to play a game with you, if you want us to play a game, you gotta write into the show, just like you did, at rememberthelootprimgamer.com. Suggest the game that you would like to play. And then what we're going to do is we're going to put all the suggestions in a hat. We're going to take a dump in that hat. And then Tricky's going to draw out of it.
Let's say, I'm not drawing out of there. I'm not about to get duty on my hands for this cause. So yeah, that's this week's Super Mega Rapid Fire Questions. Remember, you can email the show at rememberthelute at rememberthelute@provengamer.com. You can hit us up on Twitter. At Remember the Loot, LOOT, not LUTE.
Oh, we don't play that.
Don't play that.
We don't play that jazz.
We don't play that.
Facebook.com/Remember the Loot, or you can hit us up on our Facebook group. Go to Facebook, type in Remember the Loot Podcast. Remember, it is a closed group, so you have to ask for permission to come in. But we love you.
Come in?
Yeah, and we'll let you in with open arms and no pants. But
wide open.
That's actually the song that plays every time somebody joins the group.
Sorry.
Yeah. I coded it that way. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we greatly appreciate you listening. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe. Hop on over to provinggamer.com and check us out for news, reviews, previews. We actually just put up a review for
Cat Lateral Damage.
And that game is quite
greatest
outstanding.
Game ever.
That game is not quite perfect.
If you can see my face when Daryl just made that joke, it expressed everybody's feelings.
So bad. Next time we do one of these playthroughs while we get trophies, we're going to get DeAntwer to do all the sound effects, right?
Oh my gosh.
Where can they find you?
They can find me at Resident Daryl on PSN, at Resident Daryl on Xbox Live, at Resident Daryl. At Resident Daryl on Twitter, at Resident Daryl on Twitch. And if there was anything else that I was associated with, you could at Resident Daryl that junk too.
T-Bird.
You find me on Twitter at T_Bird803.
You're being very disruptive right now.
And you can find me on Xbox Live and PSN at T_Bird803.
I'm going to put you in trophy timeout.
Oh, Lord.
B-Button Guy.
It's B-Button Guy across the board. Just at that some gun and you'll be able to find me.
Find me at the mall. It's going down.
There was this one time that song came on the radio before I was going to the mall and got really scared.
Did it go down when you got there?
It didn't.
The government was watching.
Government.
Thanks, Obama.
You can find me on Twitter at Metal Gear Frosty. You can find me on Twitch at MGS_Daniel25. You can find me on PSN at MGS_Daniel25. Add me. Holla at me. Let's play some games.
Holla at your boy.
Let's jump some trophies together. So yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys on the next Remember the Loot. Goodbye. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
If you need us, we'll be in the club popping trophies.
Trophy horse suck. Burn facial suck it.
Hold on.
Oh my god.
All the build up.
All that for nothing.
It's coming though, I promise.
That's what she said.
You're freestyling. Whoa! Freestyling and everything, dude.
Did you screw it up again? Nope.
The build up.
Here it is.
Oh.